Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Director's Cut.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
I see dead people.
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
There's no school like the old school, and I'm their master.
On The Director's Cut with Alan T.
Hello and welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. And this week we're featuring a film called Control. Now this came out in 2007. It's a biographical film about the life of Ian Curtis, singer of the late 1970s English rock band Joy Division. Well, it's the first feature film directed by Anton Corbijn, who just worked with Joy Division as a photographer. Excellent film, very impressive, and lots of great music. So let's have a listen to the trailer.
Who's the writer?
Who do you think?
Oh, you should get married.
I hold my hands up. I am a believer in Joy Division. Hallelujah.
Now remember, we are live, so no swearing or they will cut you off.
We missed you.
You got it in, it's good.
When I'm up there, singing.
Genius, actually.
They don't understand how much I give. How it affects me. I never meant for it to grow like this.
Get out!
I've no control anymore.
I love you.
What does that mean?
When you're looking at life in a strange new room, is this the start of it all?
Samantha Morton and Sam Riley star as Deborah and Ian Curtis, and the film portrays the events of the couple's lives from 1973 to 1980, focusing on their marriage, the formation and career of Joy Division, Ian's struggle with epilepsy, his extramarital affair with Belgian journalist Annick Honoré, and culminates with Ian's suicide in May of 1980. Let's get into the music. It's loud and proud. Here is Velvet Underground. What goes on?
What goes on here in your mind? I think that I am falling down. What goes on here in your mind? I think that I am upside down. It'll be good, do what you should. You know it'll work alright. It'll be good, do what you should. Thank you.
searching for you. Well, I was moving through the silence with emotion, waiting for you. In a room without a window in the corner, I found truth.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Well, the story in the film goes something like this. In 1975, Ian Curtis and Debbie Woodruff marry in their hometown of Macclesfield, south of Manchester, aged 19 and 18 respectively. Well, Ian retreats from domestic life, preferring to write poetry in solitude. On the 4th of June 1976, they attend a Sex Pistols concert with Bernard Sumner, Peter Hook and Terry Mason, who are starting a band. Mesmerised by the concert, Ian volunteers to be their singer. But they name themselves Warsaw, and Terry moves into a managerial role into the addition of drummer Stephen Morris. Well, they debut on the 19th of May 1977 and soon rename themselves Joy Division. At year's end, Ian and Debbie finance the group's first EP, An Ideal for Living. And speaking about the Sex Pistols, here they are with Problems.
I am
Sex Pistols and Problem. Well, during his job as an employment agent, Ian witnesses his client Connie Lewis suffering an epileptic seizure. Unsatisfied with the brief mention Joy Division receives from a television host Tony Wilson, Ian demands that he put the band on his program. When in April 1978, Joy Division plays a battle of bands, impressing Tony and Rob Gretton, who become their new managers. They perform Transmission on Tony's program and signed his Factory Records label, where Tony signs the contract using his blood. And here is Transmission, the Joy Division.
Joy Division? And are a Manchester band except for the guitarist who comes from Salford. A very important distinction. This is called Transmission.
Transmission, and that was Sam Riley singing there with the members of the band for the movie and not Joy Division themselves. As we take you to the break, let's have a listen to a track which stimulated their interest in the electronic side of music. This is Autobahn and Kraftwerk.
Thank you.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
In December 1978, Ian suffers a seizure on his way back from the band's first London gig. He's diagnosed with epilepsy and prescribed medications that leave him drowsy and moody. Well, learning that Colleen has died of a seizure, he writes, "She's lost control about her." He begins to neglect Debbie, who gives birth to their daughter Natalie on April 1979. Ian quits his job to go on tour, leaving Debbie to work and care for the baby. Well, Ian admits to Belgian journalist Anouk Honoré that he is miserable at home and considers his marriage a mistake. Well, the two begin having an affair during Joy Division's January 1980 European tour. On returning home, Ian tells Debbie he's unsure if he still loves her. Well, during the rehearsing of Love Will Tear Us Apart, Rob informs the band that they will be departing 19th of May for a tour of the United States, and Debbie finds evidence of Ian's infidelity and confronts him. He promises that the affair is over, but continues to see Anouk during the recording of Closer to Islington. Here is that famous track from Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart.
I'm
Tear Us Apart, followed by Atmosphere, Joy Division. Well, Ian suffers a seizure mid-performance and is comforted by Annick, who admits she's falling in love with him. He attempts suicide by overdosing on phenobarbital, but doctors save his life. He continues to perform, but is exhausted by the strain and overwhelmed by the audience's expectations. Well, at a performance at Bury's Derby Hall, the stress proves too much. He's only briefly able to go on stage. The audience riots when Alan Hempstall of Crispy Ambulance steps into cover for Ian, and the gig is ruined. Ian tells Tony that he believes everyone hates him and that is all his fault. Well, and Debbie learns that Ian is still seeing Annick. She demands a divorce. Bernard attempts to hypnotherapy on Ian, who then goes to stay with his parents. He writes to Annick, admitting his fear that his epilepsy will eventually kill him, and confesses that he loves her. Let's hear something else from another band now, featured in the movie Control, which we're featuring today. This is Roxy Music, and 2HB is the title.
Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Well, on May the 17th of 1980, two nights before Joy Division is due to depart for America, Ian returns home and begs Debbie not to divorce him. When she refuses, he angrily orders her out of the house. Well, after drinking alone and writing Debbie a letter, he has another seizure. Regaining consciousness the following morning, he hangs himself from the Sheila maid in the kitchen. Debbie discovers his body and staggers into the street, crying for help. The news of Ian's death leaves the remaining Joy Division members stunned, while Tony consoles Annick as Ian's body is cremated. The group gather in a cafe with Gillian Gilbert, foreshadowing the future of the band. Here's Joy Division and Dead Souls.
Stand tall and mocking voices.
Joy Division and Dead Souls. While the reception for the movie, Peter Bradshaw, the chief film reviewer of The Guardian, described Control as the best film of the year, a tender, bleakly funny and superbly acted biopic of Curtis. Well, it's a prominent American film critic, Roger Ebert, gave the film a 3.5 stars rating out of 4 and wrote that the extraordinary achievement of Control is that it works simultaneously as a musical biopic and the story of a life. Well, the review aggregator website Rotten Tomatoes reports an 88% approval rating with an average rating of 7.5 out of 10 based on 119 reviews. And the website's consensus reads, Control is a work of art thanks to its evocative black and white cinematography and sensational performances from Sam Riley and Samantha Morgan. Even those not familiar with Joy Division can still appreciate the beauty of the film. The Metacritic reports the film as having an average score of 78 out of 100, which is pretty good, based on 27 reviews, claiming the film had generally favourable reviews. However, some reviewers were less positive. Ray Bennett from Reuters described Control to be a disappointment and said the film features lots of music from that time and has decent performances, but it fails to make the case for its fallen star. Well, so obviously there's mixed feelings about how successful the film was, but it certainly was well received. We've got a few more tracks to play for you before we leave you. Here is Iggy Pop. And Sister Midnight.
Calling Sister Midnight. You got me reaching for the moon. Calling Sister Midnight. Midnight.
Iggy Pop and Sister Midnight. Well, thanks so much indeed for your company. I hope you've enjoyed the music I've been playing to you today from the movie Control, all about the life and death of Ian Curtis and the band Joy Division. Going to leave you with David Bowie, Drive In Saturday. Thanks so much indeed for your company. Talk to you next time.
Let me put my arms around your head. Gee, it's hot. Let's go to bed. Don't forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, babe, it'll be alright. Pour me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome could lend us a book we can read up alone. And try to forget it all like once before. When Jagger's eyes and score like the video films we saw. His name was always funny and his shrug and ass mistake. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the ravers. It's Driving Saturday. Young the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation mid this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronet that stands in steel by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. Euro supply for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once it raged, the sea that raged no more. Like the video films he saw. Sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the ravers. It's a Driving Saturday. Yeah. His name was always Buddy, but he'd shrug and ask to stay.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.